Hi and assalamu alaikum. You are listening to Lynn and we're about to go on a meditation mindfulness run together. Let's go. You can start by walking and increasing your speed into a fast walk. And whenever you are ready, just go into a very gentle jog. And then if at any time you want to increase your speed or drop your speed, do so, but the aim is to continue at a pace in which you can breathe and in which you'd be able to talk. Let's do this gently throughout the whole session. If you ever notice yourself becoming breathless, just drop your pace, relax your body, breathe, and allow yourself to fall into a more gentle pace. This way we get to know ourselves and our bodies together. Notice the sounds around you. What do you hear? Far away sounds and nearby sounds. Just taking that in. Listening to the sound of your footsteps on the ground. The sounds of your feet meeting the ground. But perhaps also becoming aware of what lies between the ground and the sole of your shoe. Are there anything in between, like leaves or gravel, sand, the splashes of water, perhaps? Just notice the sounds and concentrate on what might be beneath you. Any smells? Noticing the temperature. Coming back to your awareness on your feet. Unscrunching your toes. Feeling the fall of your midfoot as it touches the ground. The striking as your heels ping back, ready for the next step. Through your ankles and your shins beginning to warm. Your body is preparing itself for what's to come. Up through the knees and the thighs. Gently relaxing your hips. Imagining the circular motions left and right, left and right. Allowing your lower back to reduce any tension. Your torso slightly tucked in. Strengthening your core. Releasing the strength and the power as it rises up through into your chest. Allowing your lungs to expand. Allowing all the air to enter in. Drop in your shoulders, relaxing into a comfortable pace, feeling your relaxation move into your arms and your elbows, your wrists, and all your joints. Imagine them as a well-oiled machine taking you into this journey. Releasing tension in your fingers, just allowing your fingertips to just steadily relax. And your neck, if it's easier, you can just turn slightly to the left and to the right, and then back to the center. Feeling any tension in your facial muscles, your jaw. Allowing the tongue inside of your mouth to just relax. Your forehead, smoothing out any wrinkly frowns. Feeling the tension release up through the scalp and into the air above you. Imagining a helium balloon attached by a ribbon, just gently lifting you straight. allowing the balloon to lift you ever so gently, as if you're floating now. Your muscles all feeling relaxed yet powerful. Just wondering what colour the balloon is. What colour is the ribbon? What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Just thinking about that for a while. Bringing your awareness back to your body. You may notice some discomfort. Any problem areas, any niggles, just becoming aware of them. Feeling relaxed about it and knowing that this is natural. And as the body warms up, there may be some feeling of resistance in your mind. Roll with the resistance and push through, and know that this is just your body's way of giving you a feeling of being able to get some control. Now let go of that control, the parts of your mind that say no, and now say yes. Let's bring our awareness away from those parts of yourself that feel difficult. What feels nice? Bring in your awareness to the parts of your body that feel smooth and relaxed and perhaps bouncy, warm, pleasurable. Concentrating on those parts of your body, the parts that feel good. Feeling grateful for those parts. Now, any time that you ever find your mind going back to those bits that don't feel quite so comfortable, just divert your mind to the parts of your body that do feel good, that feel relaxed, strong. What are those parts of your body saying to you? If they were to have a voice, what word would they say? What adjective would they use for how they feel? Maybe strong, powerful, calm, confident. Listen to the parts of your body that say yes. Listen to the parts of your body that are enjoying this movement. Believe that these parts of your body are you. And all those positive adjectives that you are using for those parts of your body make up who you are. You are those words. You are those adjectives. Now say I. I am. Use the adjectives that those parts of the body are representing. I am. Perhaps I am calm. I am strong. I am powerful. I am ready. I am able. I am healthy. I am efficient. Use your own words now. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to ask that you say those words to yourself quietly. I am. I am. I am. All of those things. Notice your feelings, your emotions right now. Notice where you feel them in your body. Perhaps in your mind, in your head, in your heart, in your limbs, in your gut. Just notice. Notice the creeping in of negative thoughts or feelings. It's okay to have those thoughts, and they will intrude like unwanted guests. Now let the parts of your body respond to any of those negative thoughts or feelings that are creeping in. Allow them to respond with confidence and assertiveness. Let them say the opposite. Let them respond with a strength, a positive attribute, an adjective that you were just using earlier. We're aware of those negative thoughts and feelings, but we process them together and we understand that those negative thoughts and feelings about ourselves do not often belong to us. They are made up of irrational thoughts that have come from our experiences in life, or they have come from other people and their opinions due to their own self regrets, insecurities, and unkindness. Setting out on this walk or this run with me now, this is an act of kindness to yourself, where you're taking back your true self, banishing the irrational and the unkind. Imagine all those thoughts and feelings of negativity, accusations, judgments upon self and from others. Imagine they're traveling up through your entire body, traveling up through your core, through your neck, through your jaw, relaxing, imagining the toxicness rising up through your face, into your mind and into your scalp, up through the hairline and into the ribbon, traveling up the ribbon and just lifting the balloon away. The balloon rises. It floats upwards behind you as you travel forwards. It floats away higher and higher as you move forwards. A bundle of negativity. And they take away from you all of that toxic energy, rising away behind you as you look forwards, knowing that the balloon will disappear high up into the sky, beyond the clouds, and will eventually pop. Having let go of some of that negative energy, make a promise to yourself that you will try, that you will make an effort not to allow any of that to seep back in. And that kindness to self is going to be a big part of your journey from today onwards. That you will question any negative thoughts or feelings or judgments from others. And when they arise, you will allow those strengths and positivity parts of yourself to argue inwardly with those adjectives of goodness and kindness. And you will say, "I am," using those words. So let's go back to using those words now. As we come to the end, perhaps you'd like to continue on your own and complete a further run. But here I will leave you with a request that you continue using the adjective words of positivity and kindness and repeat them. Repeat them and increase your self-belief in them, because that is kindness to self. Concentrating on those words, bringing your awareness to your body and keeping yourself relaxed, with every out-breath expelling any negativity that intrudes, the unwanted guests, breathing them out, and breathing in any goodness, noticing positivity and signs within your environment, within nature, or within urban environments, taking strengths and positivity as you become at peace and at one with yourself and the world around you.